It's 11:35, Newfoundland Standard Time. Stay tuned for the Great Eastern, Newfoundland's cultural magazine, with Paul Moth. You are listening to the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland, 520 on the long wave. This week on the Great Eastern...
How dare these outsiders come into this decent Christian province?
We will never forget the shame.
They're belligerent dinosaurs. They're a bunch of...
Oh, insanity!
Goth and die in Iceland? How about them spuds, Canada? Welcome. Included somewhere in this show, an hysterical response to an historical job action. We schmooze with a visiting celebrity of some weight in the world of entertainment, and we check into Old Blighty with our cabin boy aboard the Matthew. All this for you, with me, on the Great Eastern, Newfoundland's cultural magazine.
Wending, winding, and tripping my way downwards to the nether reaches of the BCM, to the great archival cavern we know affectionately as the Vault, summoned by our Commander-in-Chief, Director of Radio, Ish Lundrigan, to hear another moment from this station's proud past. How are you, Ish?
Paul?
Well, I must confess, Ish, I'm surprised to be down here with you this week.
Why is that?
Well, I know you've been pulling all-nighters, 11th-hour collective bargaining, and so forth.
I don't think I've slept more than 4 hours since last Saturday.
I love this whole routine, you know, bargaining down to the last minute, the false bravado, the brinksmanship. Then, of course, the whole thing gets settled and everyone goes home and racks up a few more grand on the old plastic.
Not this time. The unions are refusing to budge on any of the major issues on the table. Multi-skilling, dress code, attitude alteration, urination issues. Urine control board, urination video surveillance.
I myself am a little concerned about management fixation on matters urinary-ish. I'm very reluctant to part with a sample.
We scrapped the coal-fired transmitter over a year ago, Paul, and we've still got 18 stokers on salary. And the stokers' union is still representing all the other units at the bargaining table. They're belligerent dinosaurs. They're a bunch of...
So, Isha, what do you have for us today?
They've had it too good for too long. They've forgotten what it's like to walk the line day after day in the cold February gloom. They've forgotten the resolve and cunning of the BCN leadership. They've forgotten the hard lessons of the 59 strike. Here's the way Carl Pilgrim saw it go down. Listen up.
These strikers, these malcontents, have seen massive gains in wages over the past decade. In some cases, reaching as high as 83 cents an hour, and still they are not satisfied. The traditionally passive and cooperative Newfoundland working man has been moved to protest by the bulgy agitations of the Welshman, Arthur Blackie Thomas, an agent of the International Brotherhood of Radio Coal Stokers and Tube Engineers.
Working men of the BCN, look at your hands! Look at them! Stained by servitude in the propaganda machine of a vile dictatorship! Should you not at least get paid a decent wage for that? Are you serfs? Are you men? What are you?
Premier Smallwood responds with a firm, fatherly hand.
How dare these outsiders come into this decent Christian province and spread their black poison of class hatred and bitter bigoted prejudice. How dare they come into this province amongst decent, God-fearing people and let loose the dirt and filth and poison of the last 4 weeks.
BCN station director Jabez Lundrigan has contracted agents of the Pinkerton Company to maintain the sanctity of law and property. For the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland, I'm Carl Pilgrim on the front lines of the Class 4.
A great reporter, a pillar of objectivity.
Why wasn't Carl on strike? I thought everyone in the building was out in 59.
When Thomas was sent over from Wales to coordinate the Stoker strike, Carl was outraged at the outside interference and he left the union. A man of principles. Cost him his life.
Go on, Ish.
Oh, yes. Electrocuted by his own microphone in Studio O in 62.
Back when it had a metal floor.
Lips burned right into the mesh. The technician on shift that night was a fellow by the name of Barry Bursey, brought in from the Gander station under Union pressure. Of course, when Carl Pilgrim went down, I knew the real reason they wanted that great palooka wiring up the mics.
I've heard things got heavy in 59, but geez, I hadn't realized.
Dark times, Paul. Blackie Thomas was the most deceitful, pig-headed, union blowhard I've ever had the misfortune to sit across the table from. But we outmaneuvered him in 59, Paul, and we'll do it again this time.
How did you outfox Thomas in 59?
After the fourth week, when it looked like their side was settling in for a prolonged people's war, we regrouped. We concluded that we weren't communicating our terms very clearly, so we made a new offer.
Oh, God! This is another volley being fired. I'm Carl Pilgrim. I'm pinned down now behind a truck here at the front lines of the strike. Oh, and I can see the BC Pinkerton men shooting in a desperate attempt to defend themselves from the red fury of the strikers. Oh, the insanity!
The St. Finian's Day Massacre. Awful.
The massacre. A few twisted ankles was all it was. Had orders to fire over their heads. But it gave the strikers pause, you might say. Brought them to their senses. And back to the table in a more pliable spirit.
Well, let's hope that both sides are in a pliable spirit at the moment. And any nonsense of this kind can be averted. And that way, I'll be able to see you again soon.
In the vault.
You shake off those weekday morning blues? Grab another cup of Sanka and pull up a chair for BCN AM with me, Betty Collins. All this week, close up on cleansers and house plants. Are they worth it? Our coffee clutch busts in on Wednesday for a look at the latest in cover girl cleavage and a few thoughts on plunging necklines and household economies. Cross off another day on the calendar with yours truly, Betty Collins. Weekdays from 9 to 11, a.m. that is, BCN a.m., only on BCN 520 a.m.
Time once again to check with our Cabot correspondent. On the line from Bristol, England, is Norman Parmenter. As you know, Norman, a cub reporter from our newsroom, drew the short straw, and so has been booked passage on the recreation of John Cabot's 1497 Voyage of Discovery. How goes it in the land of the limey, Norman?
You know what's wrong with England, Paul?
The stifling effect of a retrograde class system?
Yeah, that's it.
My second guess was the absence of central heating.
My place is cold. Paul, I was wondering...
Speaking of the class system, Norman, just what cut of seamen are you seeing crewing this ship? Old salts, no doubt? Old gobs? Old yobby lancers? Snarly, gnarly, briny, leather-lipped, rub-a-dub-dub, what-have-you
well,
type?
Well, I do understand that some of them have done some sailing.
They're all bored public school Nancy boys in search of adventure, aren't they, Norman?
Yeah.
They have absolutely no idea what's in store for them, do they?
No.
You know about public school, don't you, Norman?
Listen, Paul, what's the scoop on the strike at the station?
Well, there's a lot of grumbling and threats, and there's been some vandalism up at the communications array. And the thugs have been called in, but it's probably just posturing by management.
What about the finance department? Will they go?
Hollis is nodding, and apparently, if there is a strike, God forbid that ever happens, I guess we'll have to come in and get our checks. Geez, I'm glad you brought that up, Norman.
What about me, Paul? What's my status? I mean, I'm out of the country.
Expensive line to England. Norman Parmenter from the land of fried bread. Thanks, and we'll talk again soon. And now from Sweden, here's Garmarna with Herr Holger.
Rita Malloy with some BCN programming highlights. At 2, it's Libby Sinyard, Bay Superwoman. This week, Libby locks horns with Parson Snowgrove over school condoms, ransoms the Minister of Highways, and still has time to read everyone's mail. Why not cross the tickle to Sop's Bowl and visit a while with Libby Sinyard, Bay Superwoman? At 4, it's Playlets and episode 19 of Delbert Onglow's gritty dramatic cycle, Please Make It Stop. This week, Feral Dad's back home after flunking out of the witness relocation program. Sullen daughter Brenda has cooked up a herbal rush that's knocking him dead at Balmanis High. And Mom's x-rays proved that Dad was right about the silverware. Scalpel? This week on Please Make It Stop. At 11 tonight, it's the Light Fantastico with Max Manhattan Oftal. This week, Max is visited by Bunker Witten, a former member of the New Brunswick Bar. For the price of a few drinks, Bunker gives Max some advice on his sexual harassment suit, shares a few out-of-court secrets, and publicly declares bankruptcy. Hey, dollface, why not get that gorgeous little tush over here to 520 on the dial and the Light Fantastico with Max Manhattan Noftal. A full day of entertaining and informative programming here on the BCN, All Newfoundland Radio.
He's here in town preparing, as he does every year, for his seasonal gig in Quebec. We at the Great Eastern are pleased to welcome to the show Bonhomme Carnaval.
Bonjour, Paul.
You spend every January and February here in Terre-Neuve. You train hard because I understand the carnival is an incredibly arduous gig.
Well, I'm gratified to hear you say that. I have been, people always complain and they say, it is only 3 week work every year. All he have to do is wave and drink. He come in here, smash up the place and have sex with my wife. We are from Utah and that sort of thing, you know.
But few people realize that, in fact, you carry the burden of being Bonhomme Carnaval all year round.
Every day.
It must be horrible.
Well, you know, you are everybody's friend during the carnival and then afterward you are no better than dirt.
A freakish mistake of nature. You're from Brittany?
Oui, we are Breton.
You say we.
We?
No, we. You and others?
It's an awkward language, French.
True. All those gender things and none of the music of, say, Italian. I digress. When you say we, I assume you are referring to your siblings. The Michelin Man and of
course... Don't say his name, please.
Well, I understand it is hard for you to talk about
this. I have not spoken to my brother, Lon Michelin, in 22 years.
Why the break, Bonhomme?
Well, I tell you, few people know that our act was originally Les Hommes Michelin.
Ah, the Michelin Men.
Ah, c'est vrai. We would do all the auto show. People, they loved us. And then, behind my back, he cut me from the deal.
What did you do?
What could I do? A large, puffy white fellow from Brittany?
Hey, if I might interject, your family all suffer from...
Le pouf-pouf. It's a syndrome.
Tragic. Sorry, please continue.
Well, I had no job and no prospects. I worked for a crème glacée business for some months, but the money was not good. Then I see the ad in the paper, Le Figaro, in Paris, and the carnival in Quebec, it say, was looking for a mascot.
Your brother was upset with this career move?
He said to me, Bonhomme, you are turning your back on France. He called me a traitor. We fought bitterly, and then I left.
And now, all these years in Quebec...
It's like a prison here. I miss France so much. Miss my family.
Bonhomme, I don't know whether it's appropriate for us to spring this on you, but here, today, in the studio, with us now...
Bonhomme! Michelin! Oh, Michelin!
The Michelin Man and Bonhomme Carnival meet after all these years. So beautiful. They're embracing here in the studio. Bonhomme, Michelin, please sit and join us.
I am sorry, Bonhomme. I was wrong. I'm sorry, too. I had to find my own way in this crazy mixed-up world.
Je comprends. You look so good.
Well, I was starting to lose some weight, but with the gig, I went right back on the poutine.
So you have to keep the extra pounds
oh,
on.
Really? Oh, yes, really? Of course.
Skinny, white, puffy, not as unthinkable.
Well, that would be a scandal.
But now, there is a third, a troisième frère, a third brother. He lives in the United States, working like yourselves in show business. I speak, of course, of the Pillsbury Doughboy.
Is he here? I will cut his throat!
Settle down, please. I understand the nature of the pastry he endorses, then. This must be the root of your disagreement.
It's more! It's much, much more than that!
Deny his French root. He humiliates all with le syndrome poufou.
He has no dignity.
And he's on the line from Decatur, Illinois.
And he's embarrassed to be related to you pathetic worms. Worse than Maurice
Chevalier. We will never forget the shame.
I am proud to be an American. I'm proud of the television and print work I've done.
Well, I'll tell you something. This pastry that you speak for, it has no flavor.
None.
No texture.
None.
It tastes like wet cardboard.
Well, give it a rest, Bonhomme. The days of the labor-intensive neighborhood pastry manufacturer are over. The fresh baguette, the croissant. They're artifacts!
See, it's not
don't,
true.
Don't listen to him, Michelin!
Yeah, the truth hurts, doesn't it, Michelin?
Oh, the truth hurts, c'est vrai. Well, you must then accept that you have not been seen on television very much lately.
Don't mess with me, Bonhomme.
You are living in a dream world. You are a doughboy no longer.
You're old and ugly.
There are few prospects for a dough man.
It's true. The phone never rings anymore, unless it's for some game show or something. They've abandoned me.
Why don't you come home?
I want to go home.
This is so beautiful. This is a fabulous BCN radio moment.
Serving the island for over 60 years, BCN, the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland.
It's time for the single most popular game show on the Great Eastern. Yes, it's time to play What's That Noise from Newfoundland? Some really, really, really indigenous sound is recorded somewhere in our great island home. You have to decipher it. We've had some wild guesses on this one, and it even has me baffled. Hollis Duffett, sound wise guy, let the nation in on the notion. Hollis? The noise, please. It seems that Hollis has received an important call. He's on the phone there on the other side of the studio. Hollis, we're on the national airwaves here, buddy. No time to check out. Yowza, that's it. So mailbag bound am I, searching for a correct answer to the perplexing question, what's that noise in Newfoundland? We've received an unbelievable response to the contest from outside the province. Guests have been pouring in all month. And here's one from Cornwall, Ontario, on the lakes, I guess. And it's from David Cull. And David writes, Dear Great Eastern, I think I might have the answer to the sound contest of the 11th of January. Well, it's every Saturday until we get a right answer, David. I am part Newfoundlander myself, one half from my father. I go down every year to where my father was born for a couple of weeks. Oh, drop in and see us the next time you're in the province. The sounds of Newfoundland and the fisheries are nothing new to me, even though I was born and raised in Cornwall, Ontario. I think the sound is a net being hauled up by a gurdy. It has that same familiar high-pitched noise that a boat rubbing on fenders has. Anyway, that's what I think it is. Thanks for your time, and it's signed David Cull. Well, thanks for writing, David, and Quizmaster Hollis Duffett, what sayest thou? Hollis, is this a winner or isn't it a winner? We
have a winner! Yes, David Cull, spawn of the Newfoundland diaspora and resident of Cornwall, Ontario, you are spot on! And a Great Eastern t-shirt will soon be wending its way to you in the big metal bread box that is a Canada Post delivery truck. Now, regular players in the game, that is, What's That Noise from Newfoundland, know that when we have a correct entry, we just start up with a brand new sound. So, all the stuff, why don't you give up on the winner's theme there and give us a clue on the new noise. It seems that, ladies and gentlemen, I apologize, there are technical difficulties, a little work to rule, perhaps. Hollis?
The technicians have walked out, Paul. Remain calm. I'm in charge.
Okay, Ish Lundrigan. Well, Ish, let's hear the new noise from Newfoundland. No new noise. It seems that the new noise is not available at the moment. Well, I guess we're going to go to some music now. We're not going to go to some music now.
How would you like a part-time, short-term contract with possibilities of a career in radio? That's right. The Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland now has several technical positions available. If you've got a decent set of ears, an index finger, and a thumb, then you qualify. We'll provide the training. An ability to read some German is an asset. And the BCN is now an equal opportunity employer, so Canadians can apply. A modest relocation allowance may be provided. Send your resume, with a photo, please, to the Commissioner, the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland, 342 Duckworth Street, St. John's, Newfoundland, A1C1H5. Apply now for a part-time, short-term contract with possibilities of a career in radio.
Labor strife is nothing new to our world of communications. Strikes here at the BCN are contentious affairs, especially with a history like the one that you heard about today in the vault. Not only my sympathies now, but my interests lie with those brothers and sisters out in the street. So it's with something of a conflicted conscience that I talk to you right now from behind the microphone of the oppressor, while my true comrades continue the class struggle, walking the soup line in front of the BCN building here in the old town. But I use this opportunity for good. I remind you that the story you will be hearing in the media will be the one the bosses want you to hear. They don't want you to hear our concerns. They won't tell you about their demands. Demands made on the navvy by the ogres are a cigar-chomping attempt to break the will of the worker, to reduce the bottom line of operation while increasing the waistline of the bosses. The corporate welfare bums. I mean, they not only want their cake, they not only want to eat it, they want us to pay for it. The almighty dollar, the forelock tugging to the balance sheet, the kowtowing to the strategic adjustment policies of the communications commissars ensconced in their offices now, overseeing the workers in the abattoir below. And how appropriate that the venerable old BCN pile was once a scene of dismemberment and disembowelment as we now prepare, at the behest of the bottom liners, for the evisceration of this once great station. The Great Eastern crosses the Gulf live to you from the studios of the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland. Our engineer, for part of the day anyway, was the idealistic Hollis Duffett. The director of radio and emergency technician at the BCN is Ish Lundrigan. If you'd like to write in support of the job action, our address is 342 Duckworth Street, St. John's, Newfoundland, A1C1H5. Or dispatch an email. That address is greateastern@stjohns.cbc.ca. My name is Paul Moth. Join me again next Saturday for the Great Eastern, Newfoundland's cultural magazine.
One moment, please.